Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Shona Wiley. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am thanking you on today, and He is mighty. He is marvelous in our eyes. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. And we will rejoice and be glad at it. Oh, hallelujah. I thank everyone, all the listeners on today that visit to I Am Royalty Show. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God. On today, we got two, not one, but two powerful women on today. We got on today, we got Evangelist Jean Nevins. And we got missionary Bobby Smith, hallelujah, on today. And we are coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, and live from Benson Harbor Missions, hallelujah. I want the women of God, the powerful women of God, I'm telling you out there listening, oh, I got some powerful women of God on this show on today. I got some mighty women of God of valor on this show on today. I got some women that can speak life into you on today, on this show on today. So I just want you, oh God, to love, to listen to these women. I'm going to introduce them, position some, and introduce the others. I want them to go in order, fashion, and I call their name, and tell you their ministry, and tell you their purpose, and why they are purpose-driven. Hallelujah. Evangelist Jean Nevins.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm Evangelist Jean. I'm from Benton Harbor, Michigan. Glory to God. My title, I'm an evangelist. Glory to God. And I'm purpose-driven. Hallelujah. Because I love the Lord. Glory to God. Because He is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? So I'm purpose-driven, house of the people of God. And my desire to please God, and my desire to help people to go to the next level and the next place in God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful answer. Now yes. We're going to talk to missionary Bobby Smith. Hallelujah.
Hi, I'm missionary Bobby Smith from Las Vegas. I am a missionary, and I am driven because that's what God has called me to be. He's called me to worship Him. He's called me to praise Him. He's called me to give Him glory. I thank and praise God for who He is and what He's doing in our lives today, and you people stay encouraged and be excited about it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Wonderful answers. One today, we're going to be talking about a few things on today, women of God, for the people out there, because we have men and women and children all over the world listen to us right now. They're in China, they're in Jamaica, they're in Africa, they're in Thailand, they're in Bangkok, they're in New York, they're here in Vegas, they're in Michigan, they're everywhere all over the world listening to us. So on today, we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about a few topics on today to speak to the children of God. And I'm going to ask each and you a question, and I'm going to ask you to answer the question the way God gives it unto you, to speak life into the people. Is that okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. First question that I want to answer on today is, why do you call yourself royalty, and why do you feel that you sit in the heavenly positions? Evangelist Jean.
Amen. I call myself royalty, hallelujah, because the word of the Lord lets us know that we are a royal priesthood. A peculiar people, holy nation, that He has sent forth to show forth His praise, who have called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. And so I call myself worthy because that's who God say that I am. That's who He say that I am, and the calling that's on my life, and the things that I've been through, and just who I am. I'm royalty. You know, I'm a woman of God, and that's just who the Lord say that I am. That's, and we have to know who we are in God, and once we know who we are in God, then some of the things that we go through, it won't affect us like it affects us if when we know who we are in God. We know that no matter what comes against us, that we are the head and not the tail. And we, no matter what it looks like, we still know that we are undefeated, that we are more than victorious. So I call myself royalty because that's who the Lord say that I am. He called me royalty. He said that I'm the head and not the tail. He said that I'm above and not beneath. He said I'm a heir and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. Glory to God. So that's why I call myself royalty, because whatever He has, I have, because the word of the Lord says a cattle a thousand hills belongs to Him. And so that's why I'm royalty, and that's why you can find me sitting in my seated place in Him, because He said that that's who I am.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God. See, you hear people out there? You hear these powerful, magnificent women of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. I'm about to call you Evangelist Bobby Smith. Maybe that's what God's going to call you soon. Missionary Bobby Smith.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Sister Dean said it all. If we are a holy people, I thank God that, you know, he made us as women. We are royalty. We are from the kingdom of God. That's why it's a kingdom of God, because everything that's in the kingdom of God is royalty. All of us are royalty. He made us kings and queens. He blesses us every day. Because God is faithful to all he's made and loving. And I just thank and praise him today, because when he knew me before he formed me in my mother's womb, and he knew me by name, and he called me by name, he said, I am blessed. I am truly blessed and highly favored of the Lord. So that makes me royalty. I am a ruby. I am a precious jewel that is rare to be found in this earth. You have to dig deep to find a ruby. I thank God for that, because we all are rubies. We all are royalty, kings and queens. We got to get it in our spirits and know who we are in Christ and love him for that. We all are joint heirs of Christ. He looked down on us, and we are the apple of his eye. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when we come, blessed when we go. This is who we are. We are royalty.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Oh, my God, do you hear out there, listeners? I'm just excited because this is my first show. I am Royalty Show, and I'm telling you, it's going great. The power of God is any of these are my sisters in the Lord, and I'm telling you, we got some dynamic things on today. Okay, the Lord wanted me to ask, he gave me a scripture one today, and it is out of Proverbs 2:7, and I'm going to read it to everyone, and then I want the women of God to tell me what the scripture means to you. It says, God holds victory in store for the upright. Evangelist Jean, I want you to tell me, what do that verse will say to your spirit on today?
That God holds victory. Can you repeat that?
God holds victory in store for the upright.
God holds, that means to me that no matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, and I said a little bit of that earlier, no matter what it feels like, that you are victorious. No matter what you're going through in life, that you're going to come out with the victory. No matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, no matter what no one says, no matter how your life has went, I don't care what has happened in your past. I don't care, but your past, hey, say goodbye to the past and say hello to your future. And so then just let me know that no matter what you go through, that you're victorious. You're more than a conqueror. Holy, God has got your back. Glory to God. You are more than a conqueror, and the enemy is defeated. So victory, the word victory, glory to God, just let me know, hallelujah, that whatever you go through, you have the victory. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, hallelujah, that you can say, I'm going to this place in God. I'm going to that place in God. I'm this and I'm that. That's victory. Hallelujah. And so that just lets me know, glory to God again, that no matter what you go through, that we have victory. No matter what you go through, that God has got your back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah. My God. Feel like we got a church on this phone today. And our listeners, feel like we're finna go to the throne room. Hallelujah.
God.
Oh, hallelujah. God. Missionary Bobby, I'm going to read the scripture to you, and I want you to tell me what God is saying to your spirit on this scripture on today. It says, God holds victory in store for the upright.
Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for that, because God is faithful toward all of his promises. We can look for whatever God has promised to us. God said that his word will not return unto him void, but will fulfill the purposes for which he sent it. You can bank on it, baby. Whatever God tells you he's going to do for you, you can rest assured that that's exactly what he's going to do, because God is not the son of man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. He don't have to repent for anything he said. He does just what he says he's going to do. All we have to do is stay focused. Remain focused. Get that tunnel vision in your mind. Whatever you cry out to God for in prayers and supplications, because the word of God says, whatever you ask for, you will receive it. If you look, you will find it. And if you knock on the doors, they shall be opened unto thee. The word of God is living and active. It is sharper than a double-edged sword, able to pierce between soul and spirit, joint and marrow. This is why we love God. This is why we can bank on whatever he tells us. Every promise, every prophecy, whatever it was, if God said it, then you can rest assured that's exactly what he can do. I promise you that's what he's going to do. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, see, I'm telling you, people out there listening, I'm telling you, you need to tune into this show every week because we got some power on this phone on today. I just want to say what this scripture means to me, and I mean, it touched me so deep that the Lord wanted me to share this with the listeners. It say, God holds victory in store for the upright. To me, it lets me know that I am victorious. I am more than a conqueror. I am powerful. I have all the angels and the Lord and the Holy Ghost walking with me. It lets me know that whenever I fight any battles, that I have the flawless victory like the game Mortal Kombat. Whenever you fight somebody, even though they swing at you, they don't hit you, they can't touch you, because the Lord gives us flawless victory. Hallelujah. It just lets me know that I can face anything in my life, that I'm a giant killer like David. It lets me know that I can win and beat a lot of people and have 300 like Gideon. I mean, this scripture just touched me so deep, and I just want to share with the viewers what it means to me. It lets me know that no wonder why the king loves God, because we're all speaking with the best. Yes, we're going to have a fistful of enemies in one hand and a fistful of another. I mean, they're going to be close to you. But it don't matter, because you can do your best. You can prepare for the worst and trust Almighty God to bring you the victory. So I just thank God on today for this scripture, because it touched me deep within my spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I just want to ask the next question of the day. I want to ask you, powerful women of God, and I want you to speak this as though if the women in the world that feel lost and they feel that they don't have any way to move forward and they feel no one loves them and they have a whole lot of pain issues and past pain and hurt and they've been through so much, what would you tell a woman if she was sitting before you, Evander Sheen? How would you tell her to be a queen with riches sitting in heavenly places?
Yes, the scripture lets us know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. And sometimes we go through, as men and women of God, we go through things in life where it seems like God has forsaken us. We go through things in life, and I'm a testimony to that, where it feels like we don't have anyone, we're lonely, we're disgusted, we're things are not working out our way. Glory to God. But once again, hallelujah, we can count on the faithfulness of God, because the Lord, when we get into the word of the Lord, we realize that the word of the Lord said God is Jehovah Jireh. That means he's your provider, hallelujah. No matter what you go through, and no matter what it looks like, and no matter what it feels like, no matter your heartbreak, your setbacks, and I always say that your setbacks is nothing but your setup for your next level in God. And so no matter what you're going through, no matter who hurt you, no matter what, you can rise again. You can get up from that. And I love the scriptures I talk about, the woman, the little girl that was there, to say, Talitha Kuma, get up, little girl, with the word higher of Oshaya that is spoken over your life. Glory to God. And so no matter, and again, I'm a living testimony, no matter what you go through in life, holy God has a purpose for you. And if you're not going through nothing, then you can look and say, okay, then you can wonder about something. But oh my God, but when you're going through hell and high water, glory to God, then you can know that there must be something for me in my future that looks much better than it looks like. You can see in the name of hallelujah, that one, no matter what you go through, glory to God, that God has got your back, hallelujah, that no matter what it looks like, hallelujah, that God, and I'm going a little bit too fast, but just to encourage the listeners on today, that when you go through something, then you know that it's something for me in my future, that some God has a plan for me, there's a purpose for me, there's a set destiny for me, hallelujah, and if you realize the things you've been through in your past, and how God has brought you out in your past, that what you go through now, you won't fret about it, hallelujah, glory to God, but if you delight yourself in him, then will he give you the desires of your heart, and the next scripture says, you commit your way into him and trust also in him, then shall he bring it to pass. And so I want you to be encouraged. I want to let them know that no matter what you go through, God has been through some heartaches and some heartbreaks, but God is a faithful God. And like I said, if you didn't go through nothing, then you'll have a testimony, because you went through something. Now you're able to tell somebody something. Glory to God. And so your test is your testimony. Hallelujah. So count it all joy. Glory to God. That's the word. Count it all joy. No matter what you go through, count it all joy, that God has got your back. And the world also says, to the blameless, he will show himself blameless. To the faithful, that means that he will show himself faithful.
Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Oh, women of God out there listening, and women that want to be grounded up in God, I know what this woman of God just said out of her mouth. Oh, y'all don't call shot. What she just said should have touched you deep in your heart. Listeners, if you are listening, you just want to call in, you can dial 917-889-7059, 917-889-7059, and you can begin to talk to these women of God, and you can begin to ask these women of God questions for your life. Hallelujah. Missionary Bobby, the same question is for you. What would you say to a woman that was sitting in your face and she felt all hope was lost? She felt that she cannot make it. She's been through so many tests, trials, tribulations, pain, and hurt. What would you tell her for her to be a queen with riches sitting in heavenly places?
Well, I would quote the Psalms 18, verse 28 to her. I would tell her to say, "You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless." I would tell her to keep her head up. I would tell her to keep a smile on her face. Hallelujah, because God is faithful toward all his promises and loving toward all he has made. Honey, you is just one individual. Hallelujah. And God knows, sees, and hears everything. Nothing is hidden from him because he knows the heart of man. And because he knows you, and because he knows you before he formed you in your mother's womb and he called you by your name, you don't have to worry about what man says. You don't have to worry about what women say. You don't have to worry about nobody. Just trust in the Lord. Put your faith in him. Get your mind focused on what thus saith the Lord, because the word of the Lord is flawless. He don't make mistakes. Everything that we go through in this life, because we all been through tests, trials, and tribulations, we go through them every day, but we can scale a wall, baby. We can run through troops. All you got to do is ask God. He tell us every day, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the doors will be open unto you. But you got to do your part. And if you do your part, he guaranteed to do his. God know everything. He know your every thought before you think it. He knows what you're going to do before you even do it.
Come on.
Rest and put your heart in his hands. I would tell every woman and every man that's ever been through anything, as far as relationship-wise, whatever it is, even your finances or your children or whatever the situation may be, put your trust in the Lord. He wants us to do that. He promises that he will answer our prayers. I know God to be a prayer-answering God. You know, because you can look back over your life, like the Evangelist Jean said, and look at all the prayers that have already been answered. It shows you right there that God is a prayer-answering God. The fact that you're sitting here with health and strength in your body, the activities of your limbs and a sound mind, proves every day that the Lord is faithful toward all his promises and loving toward all these men. I would tell her, honey, keep a smile on your face and laugh in the face of your enemies, because that's what it's about. You keep your head up. You get your mind focused on Jesus. He is the lover of your soul. He loves your mind. He loves everything about you, because God created all of us in his image and in his likeness and for his glory. That's what he did. And because of that, once we realize what the word of God says, once we read what the word of God says, we know that we can run through a troop. We can scale walls, and that's deep, and that's powerful, and that's what's going to get us to the next level. That's what's going to make us walk in greatness. That's what's going to make us walk in our destiny, because of who God is, and he is loving to us. He loves us, God. He bled and died on the cross for us, and by his stripes, we are healed. We are delivered. We are set free. It's a mind thing. Hallelujah. That's why we have to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what I would tell her, because that's the truth, and because God requires truth on our inner part.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Powerful women of God. Powerful women of God. And something you said, Missionary Bobby, just a minute ago, like, made me kind of look back over my life when you said, you know, that he was wounded, you know, for our transgression. By his stripes, we are healed. Well, you know, a lot of listeners out there don't even really know me because it's my first show. But I would tell a woman who's going through something and feel that all hope is lost, is, baby, you are talking to a living, living miracle. Oh, God. You talking to a woman, all her life felt like she was nothing. All her life felt like she can never make it. All her life felt like she was not beautiful. I had a mental illness. I tried to kill myself numerous times. I supposed to have been dead from the womb because my mother had used heroin drugs and it almost killed me. I'm a walking testimony. I was in a mental institution. I took pills. You talking to a woman right now who's supposed to be dead from cancer. I had only 90 days to live. But God, hallelujah, healed and delivered me and set me free. And right now I'm sitting before you alive and well, and I can tell you that you are a queen because that's what God has told me. I can tell you are royalty because that's what God told me. I can tell you what Psalm 139 says. When the Lord made you wonderfully complex, made you marvelous, every hair on your head, he already made so beautiful and so unique, and he made you chosen for a generation. I can tell you that you are something so great. Sitting in the heavenly place and walking in your destiny and purpose. I'm telling you out there, anybody that's out there is listening that is sick, that has a mental illness, or you have just sickness or disease, or you have cancer or diabetes or sickle cell leukemia, you listen to a walking testimony. I'm telling you, you can live and not die, and it's all the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so everybody, all the wonderful things he has done for you, you just speak over yourself and say, I am healed. I am healed in the name of Jesus. I am healed by his stripes. I am healed. I am healed. I'm telling you, baby, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And those that eat the fruit of therein, you can speak life out of your tongue, or you can speak blessings out of your tongue. It's really your choice. But I choose you to speak life. I dare you to speak blessings. I dare you to tell yourself that you can make it, and you will move forward, and you won't be stopped. I want you to encourage yourself in the Lord and tell yourself that you are a king or a queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God.
I just also want to ask you, women of God, I want to give you all, because we got 38 minutes left in the show, and I know how we can go on, oh God, but it's all for the goodness of Jesus.
Amen.
I want to give you both, I'll say, 7 minutes apiece. I want y'all to get in your mind. I'm going to talk to the people while y'all get in your mind. I'll give you about a minute to give one of your most favorite, profound scriptures. And I want you to work that scripture. And it's like if you was ministering to, because you right now, really, you are ministering to a lot of people that's listening right now. So I want you to minister this favorite scripture that's yours, and I'm going to give you each 7 minutes apiece to minister this scripture. I'm going to talk to the people, and then when I feel that you are done, I'm going to ask you both to go and minister this, just like if you, because right now you are. Even though you can't see them, they're listening right now at this very moment. And I want you to minister to them and tell them like if you was preaching your last sermon. I want you to preach with the power of God, the anointing of God, the Holy Ghost of God, and the Shekinah glory of God. I want you to just speak into every dry bone. I want you to speak to every Lazarus. I want you to speak to every Talitha Kuma. I want you to speak to every paralyzed person, every blind person, every deaf person, every weak person, every widow woman person, every Shunammite person. I want you to speak life to them. So I give you both a minute right now to get your favorite scripture, and you're going to do 7 minutes apiece to speak unto these people. Hallelujah. And as these women are going forth right now, my listeners and viewers, my royal and priesthood family, I want to speak the promises of the day into your life. And it comes out of Exodus 34 and 12. It says, be very careful never to make a treaty with the people who live in the land where you are going. If you do, you will follow their evil ways and be trapped. This warning points out the danger of falling into lifestyle of sin. The laws of society make you pay a fine or go to prison when you commit a crime because of the recognition that certain behaviors harm others. If those behaviors are left unchecked, rebellion and chaos will reign. God knows that certain behaviors not only harm you physically, but mentally and your soul in mortal danger. That is why God warns us not to compound with the evil that surrounds us. Because if we do, we will soon be living that way. But God loves us so much and he's faithful so much to take us out into the promised land as he has done the children of Israel with milk and honey. And if you can trust God to lead you into the promised land, you can walk upright before him and you know that he will lead you and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. I want you, listeners, to ask yourself one today. How can you live in today's world without compromising your faith in God? Hallelujah. I want to ask you that again. How can you live in today's world without compromising your faith in God? May God have a blessing to the reading and hearers of his word for the edification of our souls. Hallelujah. Women of God, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let you go first, Missionary Bobby, with your favorite scripture, and I'm going to give you 7 minutes to minister it, and then I'm going to let you know that when you're done, and then you can go ahead and let Evangeline Jean go after you.
Okay. God is speaking to my spirit to read the entire chapter of Psalms 18 in the King James Version. He says, to the people of God, to everyone listening on the radio, I want you to turn to Psalms 18 and listen to what thus saith the Lord. He says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangle me. The torrents of destruction overwhelm me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. Hallelujah. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the seraphim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him. The dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of the presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemies. Great bolts of lightning and routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed and the foundations of the earth laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my power. For enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blamed before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stooped down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn. I pursued my enemies and overtook them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them so that they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You armed me with strength for battle. You made my adversaries bow at my feet. You made my enemies turn their backs in flight, and I destroyed my foes. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them. To the Lord, but he did not answer. I beat them as fine as dust born of the wind. I poured them out like mud in the streets. You have delivered me from the attacks of the people. You have made me the head of nations. People I did not know are subject to me. As soon as they hear me, they obey me. Foreigners cringe before me. They all lose heart. They come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God, my Savior. He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me, who saves me from my enemies, who exalted me above my foes, from the violent men who rescued me.
Therefore, I will praise you among the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. So today, this is a wonderful word that God has given us. All you have to do is look to God. Your life is in his hands. For Christ's sake, our lives are not our own. Our lives belong to him. Because he knows, sees, and hears everything, and nothing is hidden from him. He knows our hearts. Man may look on the outer appearance, but God looks on the inner man. That's what he's talking about. We're talking about we need that agape love. We have to love everybody through everything, no matter how jacked up they may be, whatever. It don't even matter, because you know what? We jacked up, and God got to love us through our mess. That's what it's about. That's how you know when you're strong. That's how you know you can love, and that's how you know when you're real. You got to learn how to be real in this life. Be real with yourself first. And seek God in all his and all your ways, and he will direct your path. That's what the word of God is saying. We have to learn how to believe what we read. So no matter what come our way, tests, trials, tribulations, you're going to have it anyway. But with God, hallelujah, it's not by strength, and it's not by power, but it is by his Holy Spirit. That's what the word says. All that was saying is that the battle was not ours anyway. It's the Lord. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. You can't. Look, this race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to the ones that endure it to the end. That's what I'm talking about. You got to have perseverance. You got to be perseverant. You got to have focus. Your focus got to have focus. Your faith has to have faith. Your vision got to have vision. You got to keep at work and keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, your Redeemer, the lover of your soul. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that is your healer. He is. He is. He's everything you need. And that's what he want to be. He want to be your everything. Sometimes we as women and men of God, sometimes we get caught up in relationships. And yes, we want to be loved. We desire to be loved. Hallelujah, because that's what we were created to be. We were committed. Women were made for men. That's what it is. That's the truth. We were, but God says, give me your heart. Give me your heart. Let me keep it. Then you don't have to worry about it in your flesh. We get in our flesh. We all do. We walk in it every day. And we need the love of God to saturate us. We need the love of God to shape us and mold us into the men and women of God that he created us to be. But sometimes, yes, we get sidetracked, and yes, we try to do things on our own, and that's how we mess up. It's human. It's human. We're only human. But God is supernatural. He is the supreme being. He is the lover of your soul. And he want to protect us. He didn't want us to go through a lot of stuff we went through. But we went through it because we just made decisions on our own. But thank God. But thank God that if we acknowledge him, he'll direct our path. He'll order our steps in his word. He'll lead us and guide us into all truth. Because he requires truth on the inner part. So that's all we have to do is just be real with ourselves. And whatever we do, let's get that covenant with God. Let's get that together, and let that be our focal point. Let it be something that we strive for morning, noon, and at night. Because I know Evangelist Dean and I know Evangelist Tashana is women that really, truly, honestly, sincerely love the Lord. And I know there are millions of listeners, you have that same heart. We have to have that heart of God. We have to run through troops, baby. We have to learn how to scale these walls. I know that a lot of things that everybody probably going through right now, you're going to laugh at it. On down the line, when you look back, you're going, huh, that was funny. It ain't funny now, but later on down the road, it will be. A lot of stuff that we've all been through, it was hard at the time. But as time went on and you saw your own mistakes and the things that you could have did better, where you went wrong, and when you look at I see that clearly now. Because they say hindsight is always 20/20. 20/20 when you look back. But I use that saying to look back at how God brought me through situations. Because I, too, at the age of 35, was laying on the hospital bed with tachycardia, heartbeat 350 beats a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Well, praise the Lord, and I thank y'all and appreciate y'all for listening.
Hallelujah. That's my sister, everybody. That's my see, can we get more time, y'all? Because this stuff is wonderful. I really didn't want her to stop. But we got like 21 minutes left, and I know my other listeners is going to go.
Yeah.
This is so wonderful, everybody. This is some mighty stuff. I'm telling y'all, this woman y'all just heard giving this wonderful word, I'm telling y'all, if y'all knew her last year, you wouldn't even know. This woman right here is a walking testimony. This is a powerful woman of God. And I love to see the way the Lord has put his wings on her and allow her to fly above every situation and still have a wonderful, dynamic word for the people. I'm telling you, that's my big sister, everybody. Hallelujah. Now, Evangelist Jean, I'm going to give you both. I'm going to give you 9 minutes, too, since missing everybody.
My bad.
But I'm only going to give y'all 9 minutes because I think we only have 10 minutes left on the show.
Okay. Well, my scripture is coming from one of my favorite scriptures, and it is from St. John 15, St. John 15 and 7. And it says that if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying for that on today to the peace of the men and women of God that your prayers are not in vain. Your prayers are not in vain. And it shall come to pass. And I just want to encourage you that it shall come to pass your promise and everything that God has promised you and every prophetic word, every spoken word. Glory to God, hallelujah, that has been spoken over your life, it shall come to pass. And right now it seems like things are at a standstill. Right now it seems like some things are working, some things are not working. You've been praying and seeking God for years concerning. And but God has said that in this season, oh God, he want to let you know it's going to come to pass in this season. Don't fret not. Fret not, hallelujah, but everything that you have prayed, everything that you have laid up before the Lord, is going to come to pass in this season. And so again, the scripture says that if my words abide in you, because you're walking upright before him, glory to God, hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says that no good thing would he withhold from them that walketh upright before him. And be the word of the Lord says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And so if you know that you're doing all that you know how to do, and it seems like something that's just not working out, it seems like you're constantly worshiping, you're laying at the feet of God, you're praising, and you're worshiping, and you don't seem like things are happening for you right now. But the Lord is saying that they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, glory to God. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So if you wait on him, hallelujah. Oh, my God, I'm just feeling this all in my spirit. If you wait on God and believe that you're destined, oh, my Shia, believe that your purpose, hallelujah. Believe that there's something on the inside of you that's going to change nations, that's going to bring about change to your family, that's going to bring about change to your children, hallelujah. Oh, my God, if you wait on him, glory to God, that he's going to do just what he said that he will do. And know that you're called. Yes, you are called. Oh, God, no matter what no one is telling you, no matter what the devil is bringing before you, are called. Oh, God, you're anointed, hallelujah, and you're chosen by God, hallelujah. And so don't let nobody else tell you otherwise. Lord God, he has put a stamp of approval on your forehead. He has predestined you for greatness. Glory to God. And so if you're going through something right now that you don't understand, just know that God is on his way. Hallelujah. Just know that this is your season for increase. Hallelujah. That he's making the way your quicker place is straight. Oh, God, Messiah. And you have to excuse me. Glory to God. And your wrong place is smooth. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I'm just letting you know on today, hallelujah, that what God said concerning you, it shall come to pass in this season. Know that this is your season for increase. This is your season, oh, my Shia, in the name of Jesus, where he is enlarging, oh, my Shia, he is enlarging your territory. Know that in this season, you shall have increase in the name of Jesus. This is the season where you have more than enough, that your cup shall run over, that he's anointing, my Shia, he's anointing your head with oil, oh, my Shia, and truly goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And so know that no matter what it looks like, woman of God, man of God, I speak to you now that you get up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you'll get your mindset right. Because the word of the Lord set up his mind here in us. That you say, oh, Jesus. So get it together. And know that your praying is not in vain. Know that your worship is not in vain. Know that your praise is not in vain. Know that your seeking God is not in vain. Hallelujah. truth of you. And the word of the Lord says that I shall be first. Glory to God in the first letter. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about who passing you up. Don't worry about who has what. Glory to God. Because God ain't going to get you double for your trouble. You know, today, I think I put something on. I was reading something in Isaiah 61. Glory to God in one. Hallelujah. But this is coming from Isaiah. Glory to God, 61:7. And it just said, for your shame you shall have double. Oh, my God. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. And so I'm telling you all, I want to encourage you all today. Man and woman of God, hallelujah. You have not been forsaken. I don't care what it looks like in this season. I don't care, oh, my God, what it feels like in this season. Hallelujah. You may seem like you're cast out, but you're not forsaken. Hallelujah. But God has a set plan for you. And the word of the Lord says that his thoughts towards you are peace and not of evil. Towards us are peace and not of evil. And that he's going to give you an expected heir. And so I'm just telling you now, I'm just decreeing and declaring now, rise up, man and woman of God. Hallelujah. Know who your God is, because he said that he's your Jehovah Nisi. He's your banner. He said that he's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He said that he's El Shaddai, God Almighty. He said that he's El Elyon, the Most High God, the exalted one. And so don't fret in this season. Don't worry in this season. But if you seek in him, if my words abide in you, I'm speaking your word, God. I'm standing on my face and I'm all in your word, God. If my words abide in you, hallelujah, and you abide in me, then you can ask what you will. Whatever you ask, I'm going to do for you in this season, because you laid on your face before me, because you travail before me, because you wait before me, because you pray before me. Oh, the Messiah, it's going to come to pass in this season, hallelujah. And we cast out doubt and fear in the name of Jesus, because fear is not of the Lord in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We cast out confusion now in Jesus' name, because the Lord is not the author of confusion, but he is the Prince of Peace. The Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a loving of a sound mind. And just believe that in this season, everything that you have prayed, if you believe, because God is calling us to trust in him, trust him in this season. He's calling us to have faith. Oh my God, in this season, in the name of Jesus. He's calling us to rise up, that no matter what it feels like, will you still say yes? No matter what it looks like, no matter what it looks like, will you still say yes? Will you surrender all to him in this season? Hallelujah. And know that he never leave you, know that he forsake you. And know that he is on your side, that no matter what it looks like, so I can still do whatever I'm called to do in the ministry. If I'm called to usher, I'm going to usher. Hallelujah. Under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And wait for my due season. Wait for my time to come. Wait for God to bring my promises to pass, because it is coming to pass in this season. And sometimes, God, we know how bad do we want it. Glory to God. Will you still do what I'm telling you to do? Will you still declare my word? I'll say, see. Will you still see? In spite of how you're feeling. Oh, my God. But I hear Job is saying that though he saved me, yet will I trust him. Glory to God. And even in Job, as he had lost everything, glory to God. The word of the Lord said, in the end, he had double. Glory to God. In the end, his honor was greater. And I'm telling you all today, oh my God, oh, no, no, Shia, that your honor will be greater. I decree and declare as a woman of God that your honor shall be greater. Hallelujah. Because I'm a woman that's been through. I've been through the storm and through the way. But I'm telling you, what's nothing but the hand of God that have brought me through. And so no matter what I'm going through right now, and no matter how I'm feeling, no matter how you're feeling right now, just know that you're not forsaken. And every promise that God has made you, it is going to come to pass. And no matter what it looks like unto you, and no matter how you're feeling right now in this season, I speak that you're going to get up now. I speak that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I speak that you're the lender and not the baller. I speak that you're above and not beneath. I speak that you're a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a holy nation, in the name of Jesus. I speak to the anointing on the inside of you. I speak to the veil of our shire, the evangelistic north on the inside of you. And I command you to rise up in this season. I command you to go forth in this season in the name of Jesus. I command you, whether you shall possess your promised land, you shall eat the good of the land in this season. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you shall in the name of Jesus. So rise up in this season and forget about what it looks like, because you know that you have a God that is sovereign, and there's nothing too hard for him. The word of the Lord lets us know he's omniscient and he is omnipotent. That means that he sees and knows all. There's nothing that is too hard for him. He has got your back. I promise you, he has got your back, and he has your best interest. He has your best interest at heart. So I want you to keep on seeking him. I want you to rise up in this season. Get yourself together. Get up out of that bed. Comb your hair. Put a bit into that water.
glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, be encouraged. Be strengthened, hallelujah, by the word of the Lord on today. Be encouraged that God has not forsaken you. He has not left you. He has your best interest. God, I want you to get up in the name of get up in the name of Jesus and know that God favors you. The favor of God is upon your life, and you've been through everything you've been through because there's a purpose for you. There's a predestined place for you. There's a destiny, oh my Shia, that you have to get through. There's people that's waiting on the word of the Lord to come through your mouth. Oh, that my Shia, there's people that's waiting on you to lay hands on them so they can be healed. In the name of that, people that's waiting on you because your worship is for real, your praise is for real, your seeking God is for real in this season. Oh, God, hey, Sakayara Bokosha, glory to the Lord, Shia.
Oh, my God, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know what to say. Oh, God, I told you, listeners, you will have a treat on today. Jeez, I wish we had more time, but we only got 12 minutes left. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, people, on today, if these two women of God do not change your life and do not make you want to get on your knees and say, "What, oh, Lord, my God, what must I do to be saved?" then I do not know what will, because these women have been spoken into every situation in your life. They have spoken to every bone in your life. They have spoken to every your mind, your soul, your spirit, your heart, every element of your life on today. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I feel like we done been a church saint. Let the church say it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, God. I'm telling y'all, I knew when us three get on this radio that we was going to give the radio listeners something to listen to. Oh, my God. Oh, I just don't. Oh, God, I only got 11 minutes left, but Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, I feel this in my spirit. And I just want to say to my sister before we get off the air, and because the Bible says, you know what I'm saying, you give someone their blessings while they're here, and they can hear them, and they can receive them. And I'm giving my blessing until my big sister missionary Bobby went first. Girl, when you was reading that scripture, baby, you was reading that scripture like the Lord himself, was right here in front of us, speaking that into us. I didn't hear you, but I heard the power of the Almighty God speaking that through you. I heard it when you say, "I'm the one, this. I'm the one." I heard the Lord speaking through your mouth. And when you begin to say what you said, you was going at the heart of your spirit, at the sound of your spirit. It wasn't you talking, but it was the spirit that's speaking through you. And I'm telling you on today that greatest for you. The greatest is for you. The best is yet to come. Baby, in your latter years, all is going to be greater. Baby, from now all the way until the next 5-7 years, baby, your greater years is going to be better. It's going to happen for you. It's going to look like if you were 21 and 22 and 23, baby, because your latter years, oh, no, coach, shall be greater, just like Abraham, just like Moses, just like Joshua is all over your life. God got a nation that he wants you to speak to. And, baby, you talk to the nation, baby, and people are going to begin to call you because they're going to want you to speak into their lives. Hallelujah. And it is so in the name of Jesus. It is same time, still, and delivered. And these words will not fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. Oh, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Your wings is overtaking wings. Oh, the cross. Your wings is flying beyond measure. Even when you want to be still, you cannot be still because your wings is going to lift you up and have you fly. You remember what I said about eagles? They fly above everything. They look down on their prey. So when they go there and scoop it up in his mouth, they can fly on to the heavenlies to God. That's you. Your eyes is like eagles from this day forth. You will not see the same. You will not speak the same. You will not look at nothing the same. Even your enemies about to come to you and call you blessed. Just like Balaam had to do, the children of Israel. Oh, God. Evangelist Jean. Oh, God. Well, I'm going to give you the scripture the Lord gave me for you. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water. that sends off his root by the stream. It does not fear when he comes, because his leaves are always green. And it has no worms in a year of drought, and never fails to bear fruit. That is you, Hoya. You are that tree planted by the water, by the streams, because out of your belly, flows rivers of living water. Flowing is constant. It is always running. It is always dripping. It is always leaking. And your confidence is in God, because this is the confidence that you have in trusting God. That if you ask him anything according to his will, you know that he hears you. And since you know that he hears you, you know that you have to receive whatever you ask for in prayer. God is taking you so high, woman of God. God is taking you above mountains. God is taking you above rams. God is taking you above dimensions. But God is doing a transfiguration in you. So when people see you, it won't even be looking like you. And the transformation of Jesus Christ over your life. Oh, baby, you always said, Lord, I want to speak to the nations. Lord, I want to talk to millions and many people. But baby, on today, you have spoken to nations. You have spoken to many people all over the world. Faith is something you will never see, because it's something you know. You don't see the people, baby, but I see all the listeners right now. And if I told you the number that I see, baby, they are listening to what you said on today. And somebody, somebody's life is going to be changed from the words that you spoke out of your mouth.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
They words are changed from you two women on today. There are thousands of people listening to this right now.
Oh, God.
And Jesus said, one would take 10. 10 will take 100. 100 take 1,000. 1,000 take 10,000 to fight. What sheep heard your voice on today?
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Some of you women have changed lives on today. You can pat yourself on the shoulder, don't cross out. You can hold your head, God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. My God.
Oh, God. Bless woman of God. I hear God say your devils, both your devils in the spirit. God, I only got 5 more minutes. I can't keep going. Jesus. Oh, listeners, on today, I'm telling you, you better take these powerful women words over your life. You apply it to yourself, and you walk in your greatness. Hallelujah. You walk in your destiny on today. You walk with the victory on today. You walk into your levels of completion on today. You walk in life on today. You walk in love on today. You walk in laughter on today. You leap up for joy on today. You walk in repentance on today. You walk in restoration on today. You walk in revival on today. You be so calm on today. Be cool on today. Be content on today. And have confidence on today. And know that blessed and boldly is on your life on today. I want to leave you all with my favorite scripture in the world. And it's one of my favorites. And I want to spread it to you before the ministers of it. It's Ephesians 3:20. Hallelujah. And it says, now unto him who is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. And what that means is, now unto him is God. Now unto him is Jesus. Now unto him is the Holy Spirit, who is able. That means he can do all things. Able means sufficient. That means it is done. That means it's a wrap. Exceedingly means super fast. You can snap your fingers and it can't come fast enough. It's exceedingly. And abundantly means overflow, prosperity, success, greatness, royalty, riches, rubies. All those great things is of your life, according to the power that's working in you. That means you hold the key. See, you didn't know that out there, listener. But you hold the key to your next level. You hold the key to your new house. You hold the key to your new job. You hold the key to your new truck or car. You are the key to your bank account. You are the key to whatever business is birthing in you. You are the key to allow your husband to come find you. You are the key to find your wife. You are the key to be healed. You are the key. Whatever you want God to do on today, I dare you. I challenge you. I double dog dare you to ask God to do it for you and watch him do it for you. Watch him do it exceedingly. Watch him do it abundantly in your life. Watch him to give you whatever you ask for according to the power that's working in you. Because the Bible says, never faith is the something things hope for, and the evidence of things not yet seen. And it also said in Hebrews 11, that all the people of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation completed mission signs and wonders by their faith. It was by their faith. So on today, I just want you to build your faith. These women of God have built your faith on today, and I want you to grab your faith and hold it close to your heart. With grand wisdom and knowledge and understanding, guard it around your heart. Tie it around your neck like a necklace, and watch God give you favor with God, man, and people. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I just want you all to tune in next week at this time at 6 p.m. Oh, God, it's an I Am Royalty show. I want you to know that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. I just want you to know that the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor on you and no good thing that he will hold from you. And if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desire of your heart. If you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. The Lord is a reward to those who do seek him. The Lord is our shepherd, our shall not want, our Jehovah Rohi. He maketh the lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth beside the still waters. I want you to look up to the hills on today, which come in all of your help. Your help come in the Lord who made the heaven and earth. And I want you to know that God loves you. Hallelujah. And I love you, too. I want to make sure that Bobby to say she got a couple of seconds to say something. Then Evander Jean, and we're going to close out because we got 2 minutes left. Hallelujah.
Hi. Just praise the Lord, everybody. Y'all be blessed, have fun, and be prosperous on today.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God bless everybody. Hallelujah. Just want you to know that God loves you. Love on God. Glory to God and he'll love on you. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. And next week at this time, we're going to have I Am Royalty show again at 6 p.m. next Friday. I want you all, you listeners, to listen today. I thank God for you. I didn't even know it's going to turn out like this, but I thank God for you, for all of you that tuned in on today to listen to I Am Royalty show. I want you all to be blessed. I'm going to be here every week with different guests. I'm going to have to invite these two women back again because I got, oh, God, if y'all only knew the results I got on today. So I'm going to have to invite these women back again. I love you all. God bless you. I will see you again next week. And I want you to know that you are royalty. You are a ruby, a queen, and king with riches set in heavenly places, walking in your greatness, and you can be found in your seated position in God, and you are moving forward. You won't be stopped. Because there's something in you in your future looks much better than it looks right now. And anything in this season, children of God, that you want, you take, and you do not stain yourself with any joy. Because the Lord, Father God, said that he gives you the nation of your inheritance and all the inheritance of your possessions. And the Lord bends down and asks your prayers, and he listens to you. And I want you to be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Until next time, amen. Bye.
Amen. Bye.
Amen.